Off. What are you into this week?
I'm loving this self-tan remover. It's called Isle of Paradise Over It Magic Self-Tan Eraser. You can get a bottle of this at Sephora, and it's a clean product, which I guess means it's like organic or something
well,
like
that's
that.
That's good.
If that matters. I know Liv likes gluten-free things. I don't know if that really matters, if it's something you spray on, but maybe if she wants to taste it, I guess. But this basically is like, it has a, it's like a glycolic water, and it helps strip your tan down so that you can start again if you mess up. I am a self-tan user all year round, and I notice that I especially get buildup around my ankles and my wrists, and so this really helps if I accidentally get a little bit extra there and I need to kind of wipe some of that excess off. You spray this on and then rinse it off after a couple minutes, and it really helps break it down.
I'd always love to try to do spray tanning, but I feel like I would I have no flexibility. There'd be so many white spots in this spot.
Yeah.
It would be like an orange, like an orange.
The Egyptian always calls me zebra because, I mean, it's impossible to get every single thing, but I'm pretty good at it now. What about you?
Let's see. For me, you're going to laugh at this one, Alex, but this week I'm into something which I think everybody should be into, and it's pickles.
What?
Yes. You know, I love to shop at Aldi. Don't get paid to say that. I really love it because it's just like cheap food.
Yeah.
And it's a good price. And there's probably other brands, but the one that I've been getting is called Park Street Deli Kosher Dill Pickle Spears.
You think it's better than Vlasic or whatever that stuff
is? I think it's maybe done by Claw, because I tried to scan it into my Fitness Pal where I track my food, and it came up as like Clausen's Dill Pickle Spear, but it's called, the brand is Park Street Deli, and it's just a kosher dill pickle spear. Alex, I ate six of them the other night. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Oh my gosh.
I pounded them, and it's like $3 for 19 or 20 pickles.
You're pregnant.
I honestly think something's going on right now. I haven't been ovulating in a while, so that's what's been happening. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I am into a podcast called Call Her Daddy.
Oh,
it's a part of Barstool Sports, and it's a comedy podcast. And it's the second comedy podcast in the entire world. It is so funny. It's so inappropriate. So 18 and older, if you want to listen to it, do not, for the love of God, listen to it with kids in the car. But you will be crying. You're laughing so hard. These girls are insane.
All right, cool. Let's see what Buddy's got. Buddy's on the phone this morning. By the way, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you want to join in the conversation. What are you into, Buddy?
Hey, okay, I shop at Costco. I do not sell it. That's what Porkchop asked me, but I'm really into, like, this Premier Protein. You can buy them by the box. You can get them at Walmart or really anywhere. They're just cheaper at Costco.
Okay.
And they've got a caramel flavor, man, and if you drink coffee like I do in the morning, you can dump your Premier Protein, some protein in you, and it's a really good caramel mixer instead of, like, using, like, just regular creamer with a bunch of sugar in it.
I've heard about that. Like, they recommended that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, hey, if you want something instead of, like, creamer, you can't have it on the diet I'm on. Does it get all clumpy, or does it actually mix in smooth?
I think it mixes in smooth. Now, I mean, like, you got to drink the coffee, of course. Like, don't let it sit there and, you know, kind of bubble up in you. But, you know, it's really good. Like,
awesome.
I've been drinking that, man. That's just what I'm into. But I was telling Porkchop, I was really inspired by you, dropping those 5 pounds, hitting that new notch on the belt buckle. So congrats, brother.
Dude, good buddy, man. Total bro love. Thank you. I appreciate that. Does it give you bad protein farts, though? That's my only problem.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I get the coffee farts when I drink them in general, but, you
there,
know.
There you go, man.
I guess so.
Hey, man. Yeah. Thank you so much, bud. We appreciate you. Let's go to Mara. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into?
There's a song that I'm really into this week. It's called Bad by Lynn and Stella.
Okay.
I've listened to it like 50 times.
Thank you. We'll have to check that one out.
Alex knows me as Target Mara. I'm just going to put that out.
Oh, hi, Target Mara. Yes, we met in Target. She knew who I was and came up to me, and I got to meet her. And it was your dad, right?
Yeah.
Super nice. Good to hear from you.
Hey, yes. Thank you. We appreciate it. And then let's go to one more person. Is it Tayon?
Yes.
Hey, what are you into?
I'm into a Netflix show called You and the Song Close to Me by Ellie Goulding.
Oh, that's good. And that show on Netflix is creepy as hell, but
my
it's so good to watch.
My favorite show right now.
Our boss texted me. I don't know if you guys got this. She said, call Colby, who's our big boss, if you need an education on pickles. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't want to know anything about Colby's pickle. Like, I will pass on that one.